1900s, China. In the Chinese countryside, soldiers were in the process of destroying a small Catholic church. The priest was arrested, the tabernacle stolen, and the sacred hosts were strewn across the floor. A small girl, whom no one noticed in the back of the church, witnessed the desecration and saw where these 32 sacred hosts had landed. For each of the next 32 nights, she snuck past the guards back into the church, prayed in front of the Eucharist, and consumed them one by one. On the last night, after the girl had received the final Eucharist, she accidentally woke the guard. He chased her down and beat her to death. 1224, Assisi, Italy. Claire, foundress of the Poor Claire religious order, received word that the army of Frederick II, Holy Roman Emperor, was bearing down on her convent, leaving in its wake a trail of horrific pillaging. Claire went out to face the invading army with nothing more than the Eucharist in her hands. She raised the host high into the air, praying God to save her convent. The invading army was gripped with fear and fled without harming a single soul.
So we're talking about culture. Now, culture is the habits, the norms, the beliefs, and underlying assumptions of any group. So I'll ask you a funny question. How many of you eat rice for breakfast? It's delicious. But a lot of Canadians won't, right? You'll never see rice being sold at McDonald's for breakfast. We're not used to it. That's not part of our culture. When I was in Italy, when they answer the phone, they don't say hello. They say pronto, which means ready. That's how they answer the phone. But that's normal for them. That's part of their culture. For us Catholics, we have a culture too. We begin all of our prayers with the sign of the cross in the name of the Holy Trinity. Protestants don't do that. Let me ask you another question. In our diocese, is it part of our culture that Catholics talk in church in our diocese? It is. A lot of Catholics talk in church. I hope it's not here. We've really tried to work on that. Is it part of our culture that people get bored during the homily? Yeah, that's too bad. Now, we naturally will go along with the culture unless we think and act intentionally. So I hope you know, as your priest, I'm always trying to change the culture, because I'm always trying to improve things. So we've seen a bunch of different improvements recently. We have this culture of learning. At least 540 of us have taken the first level of faith studies. That's beautiful. Alpha is now part of our culture. Alpha is here to stay, because it's such an incredible ministry, such an incredible program. For the past 3 weeks, we've talked about devout conversations. You start seeing the conversations change, and now the culture is changing. We're trying to build our parish center, this incredibly beautiful project. But we use two words that's really helped us grow in this. And the words to help us, it's not fundraising. What are those two words? Starts with an S? G? S? Sacrificial giving. Those are the key words we keep on repeating, because that's now a part of our culture. Now, today, I want to work on two things for our culture as a community, and I need your help with. Number one, every year, Corpus Christi Sunday, today is Corpus Christi Sunday. Corpus Christi means, in Latin, the body of Christ. We want to remind ourselves today to receive the Eucharist with the utmost care. Now, there are certain things we already do very well, because we're centered on the Eucharist. Certain things we already do well is, we already know, for example, only Catholics can receive communion. It's a sign of baptism. It's a sign we're all united in the church. We already know in our culture, we don't pay attention to who's receiving communion, who isn't, because that's no one else's business. Sometimes we might say, I'm not going to receive today. That's my own business. It could be maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I haven't prepared well. Maybe I've eaten within 1 hour. Maybe I've committed a mortal sin. Maybe I've missed Mass through my own fault sometime before. The one area where we want to improve in terms of our reception is the heart. We all need to be more aware when we come to Mass, this is the highlight. This is the most beautiful thing. God the Father, he loves us so much, he gives us his own son. And the son loves us so much, he gives us his own body. We are so blessed, he loves us so much. And so what we want to do is return that love. And we want to keep focused in the heart during Mass, but we also want to express it externally. So a few tips. Remember, don't receive communion one-handed. In our culture, that's not respectful. Also, this thing, I've mentioned this before, but people still do it. In our culture, that's not considered a reverent way. We receive like that. And when we receive on the hand, that's not considered reverent. That's a throne. That's a throne for the King of Kings. Last night, we celebrated first communion for some of our children. And we noticed that the way our kids receive communion, it reflects on us as a community because they follow us. So parents, we have to remember that our kids look at us. And I think as a priest, all the time I have to remind myself, I have to be even more reverent. So parents, all together, we all need to really set a good example for our kids and teach them and correct them. Every year on Corpus Christi, I always remind everyone, I personally favor receiving communion on the tongue. Not because it's holier. Not because it's better. I believe it's a clearer sign that something special is happening here because we don't receive food in any other way on the tongue like that. So this is it reminds us this is not ordinary food. And I think it's a beautiful example for our kids. One thing you'll notice, and this is an incredibly beautiful thing, among all young Catholics, let's say in high school, college, and say young adult range, all of them who still choose to practice their faith, they all have a sense of the preciousness of the Eucharist. That's a really beautiful thing, and we want to keep that in our culture. So that's the first thing, the way we receive communion. We want to improve that. Number two, we're opening our new chapel next Sunday. And last week, we announced, okay, now it's time to sign up. For 6 months now, we've talked about the benefits of spending time in adoration. And I propose to you, would you commit to spending 15 minutes a week in adoration for yourselves, for the good of our community? So we announced it last week, and 24 people signed up. That's really bad. For 1,068 people. You know, I know a lot of people are thinking, Father Justin, I already believe, I already go to adoration, I don't need to sign up. But it's about changing the culture. You see, it's one thing to say I believe, it's another thing to commit, and then it's another thing to sign up and make it public. Because that's what I, as your pastor, trying to improve our community, that's what we're really going for here. So I need to see, as your shepherd, are we able to make that change? Are we able to make it normal where people drop by the chapel? I'm not trying to pressure. I'm just trying to see who supports making the Eucharist the center of our culture. So this is what I'm proposing to you again. If you support this, then just you go to this website and you sign up. It takes 2 minutes. And if you, let's say you don't use a phone or you don't use a computer, we've got cards in your pews, you can sign up right there and do it. We talked about black masses at the beginning, so we're going to finish with a story about a black mass. In 2014, some students at Harvard University, they organized a black mass with the permission of the president. The response of the Catholics wasn't, I believe, but there's nothing I can do about it. That wasn't the response. They had a healthy Catholic culture. So what they do is they call for a holy hour of Eucharistic adoration and a procession through the streets. At the scheduled time of the Black Mass, so many Catholics went to St. Paul's Church that it overflowed. And when they went on the procession through the streets, Catholics who happened to be passing by out of reverence, they knelt down towards the Eucharist, and some people joined in the singing. So at the very last minute, the organizers of the Black Mass, they canceled the event. So the attack on Jesus was overcome by a powerful Eucharistic culture of a few Catholics.